Unit 10. Listening. Page 48.
My name is Jane Milton and my business is called Not Just Food.
And what does your company do?
Gosh, we do a mix of food-related marketing things, from recipe writing to preparing food for photographs to organising exhibitions.
And what market research did you do before launching your company and how did you go about it?
I was quite lucky, actually. I was told about an organisation called the Training and Enterprise Council at that time, who ran business startup courses. And I went on one of those primarily, really, because at the end of it, they would help you to get any funding you needed. And you stood a better chance of getting money from a bank if you'd done one of their courses. And I had the two men who tutored me through the 8 weeks, I think, of 1 or 2 hours at a time. They were incredibly rigorous about the setting up of my business and how realistic my business plan was. And they made me phone cold call companies to ask if they would use my services if I did this kind of work. And I nearly made myself ill doing it. I really hated the idea of doing it. But I phoned people and said, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm trying to do some research. Can you give me 5 minutes to answer some questions? And some people said, phone back another time. And at that time, I phoned back. And about 50% of those initial people that I interviewed became clients when the business started. So it was a great system.
So really, there's nothing to beat doing your own market research rather than employing someone else to do it.
I think that's probably right. I mean, I'm sure a market research company could have done some, but even in the office, when somebody else answers the phone and explains what we do, they're less successful at getting work than I am because I'm just much more enthusiastic about it, I think. And I think that helps.
And what options were open to you for raising finance to start up?
Initially, I got a small business startup loan at a very competitive rate with one of the banks through this scheme that I'd been on. But I didn't need much to start. I borrowed a laptop computer from somebody and I just, you know, made do. And I set up office in my spare bedroom. And so my overheads weren't that high initially. And I also took a part-time job at first, so that I had enough income just to pay my most basic bills while I got started.
What do you think is important when looking for finance for a startup?
I think you have to be realistic about how much money you need and also realistic about how much you can afford to pay back, because obviously nobody lends you it without wanting it back. And so you have to be sure that whatever you borrow, you could meet the monthly repayments